Yeah, you know, it's a hard-working day. You know, guys coming to play. You know, they're riding high. They've been playing really well. You know, that defense is ranked in the top. So, you know, it's going to be a fun day. You know, but we welcome all challenges, and, you know, we're excited about it as well. You know, the city of Nashville has a lot to be proud about. You know, we want to make them proud and keep it going, you know. And, you know, the best thing for us to do right now is go out there and get a win. Other than that, you know, it's everything else is irrelevant.
You didn't have a great day running the football against this team the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What has to change?
I think we just need to be consistent with it, you know, just continue to run regardless of what's going on, you know. If you get stuffed for negative yards or, you know, you only get a couple yards on the run, I think we should just keep doing it, you know. But, you know, I guess I say that because I'm a running back, you know. I know if you ask Justin Gage or somebody like that, they say throw it, you know. So, you know, I just think as long as we execute our game plan, you know, listen to what Coach Dinger calls, you know, execute it to 100%, I think anything is possible. There's a lot of things that, you know, we have in this game plan, but it's going to come down to just heart, you know, who wants more. That's all it's going to come down to. It doesn't matter, you know, what the stats have on the sheets or, you know, what's going on. It just depends on who wants it more at this point.
Isn't hanging on to the ball almost more important than making plays?
Yeah, that's the number one thing. You know, no turnovers and trying to get turnovers. You know, I think that's going to be the key to this game. You know, whoever holds on to the ball, you know, and I think whoever's more successful running the ball and who doesn't get the ball away is going to be the team that probably gets the win out of this one. And, you know, we're very cautious of it. We're aware of it. We want to keep it going, but we got to hold on to that ball. That's number one thing.
Kendall, how does it help you guys having had an on-field experience already this year against them?
It helps you go back and watch that film, but, you know, things change up. You know, there's a lot of things that change during the season. Some guys go down. You know, the game plan gets bigger sometimes. It shrinks. You know, sometimes, you know, the gaps that weren't there the first game are going to be there this game, you know. I think it's just all about executing our game plan. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, if you got faith that in your game plan things will work, then it's going to work. You know, whatever Dinger calls, we're going to go out there and expect it to work. We're not going to worry about nothing other than that. So when we get our opportunity to go out there and our defense gives us the ball back, and when they do get us the ball back, we got to capitalize and put points on the board.
You said things change. What's changed for you guys for the better since then?
I think we're just more in tune with each other. This is what, 18 games worth, or I don't know how many games. You know, you gotta forgive me. It's a long season. I get caught. But, 17, but then you know the preseason games. It's a lot of games for us. You know, a lot of practice time, a lot of being in sync with one another, and just learning how each other, you know, vibes from one another, seeing who's gonna be where, and all the blocking. It's a lot of things that go inside that. You know, it's just everybody sees us from, you know, just playing the games. But, you know, during the week, it's a lot of things that go with each other. When we're in there doing our walkthroughs, when we're running the plays, when we go back to the huddle, tell each other what we see, you know, all that stuff. And I think we all got a pretty good idea of what we expect out of one another. So when we go out on the field, we know what's going on.
You guys welcome the inevitable collisions of Saturday? I mean, that's
what kind of collisions are you talking?
Linebacker, running back. I mean, every collision you guys
I'm a running back, man. That's what I get paid to do. I'm 240 pounds for a reason. I welcome anything at any given time.
Is there a respect level here? I mean, you look at Ray Lewis. I mean, he was in that 2000 game here. It's 2009. He's still doing it. He's still hitting people. Does that impress you?
2000. Dang, I was like 14. Nah, you know, I respect Ray Lewis a lot. You know, my hat goes out to him considering what he's been through and where he's at now. Ray Lewis deserves everything he's getting, you know, all the publicity, all the, you know, stuff that people say he's great and all that. I mean, because he's doing it, you know. A lot of people want to play as long as he does, but he doesn't get to that point. He obviously prepares, and, you know, he knows the game so well that he's put himself in position to be here this long. So my hat definitely goes off to him. I'm excited for him, but at the same time, you know, I'm excited for my guys, too. You know, there's a lot of guys that have been around here a long time, too. Keith Bullocks, Kevin Mawise, Craig Punter. You know, there's people that have been here, and they want it just as bad as anybody else. So it's all about, you know, this want-to. This is a want-to game. It's not about, you know, who's a Hall of Famer on either side. It's about who wants it and who's going to go after it.
You're one of the best trash talkers in this locker room. Do the Ravens take it to a halt? Would you agree with that, first of all?
I just state facts. I don't talk trash. I just state facts.
Okay. Now, do the Ravens take it to a whole new level?
I don't know. You know, that's just what they do. You know, they back it up, obviously. You know, they're in the playoffs. They won the first round. And now they get to, you know, play us. And, you know, they talk it. They've been walking it so far. So, you know, I don't know if they take it to the next level. I would probably say the Chargers probably talk the most stuff I've ever seen them and, you know, the Cleveland Browns. let's don't do anything. But
Lindell, what are the facts about what the Titans will be able to do against the Ravens this weekend?
He's trying to bait me, right?
I'm just asking. You should state the facts.
You know, the facts are we're going to try to execute what Coach Digger calls and dials up. You know, if we get the ball back, if the defense gets his turnovers, we're going to try to capitalize on that. Other than that, you know, we're just going to go out there and play a great game and hopefully come out with a win.
Best zigzag I've seen out of a 240-pounder in a while. Good job.
Why is this Ravens defense so hard to run off?
I don't really know. They got people that know their roles and they do it. You know, they play with intensity. They play at a high level. They're a fast defense. And, you know, they love contact. So, I've seen game film where they have been ran on, but I see a lot of game film where they haven't been ran on. So, you know, I guess it just depends on if you cover up your gaps, you know, you set up plays like they're supposed to be set up and run with you know, intentions of you know, being good out there, then things will work out. But, you know, they have a great defense. They have great leaders over there that, you know, been there, done that. So it's just up to us to go out there and want it.